Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Suven Pharmaceuticals Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishabh Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call to discuss the Q1 FY24 earnings for Suven Pharmaceuticals. We have with us Mr. Venkat Jasti, the Managing Director, Mr. Venkatraman Sunder, Vice President Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Subba Rao, CFO of the company. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Documents relating to the company's performance have been emailed to you earlier. I would now like to request Mr. Jasti to share his perspectives on the performance and outlook. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for choosing in this afternoon for the conference call on the results of the quarter one fiscal 2024. As you could see, it was notified, and the results came out better. It is driven by mainly strong growth in the CDMO pharma and also with better profitability. The commercial pharma innovator and developmental projects are doing very good with a good growth. But as you know, the specialty chemicals has a muted performance this quarter, and I expect this to continue, this soft performance for this current quarter also. As you know, globally, these specialty chemicals and agrochemicals are having a destocking of their inventories, and especially in our case, because of the drought situation, some other areas, the delays in the not shipments, I mean, requirement is deferred for a while. Hence, you will be seeing a soft quarter for the current quarter. Otherwise, based on the forecast and all that stuff, both for the pharma and the specialty chemicals, it is looking good, and we see multiple levers of growth that is going to happen because we are discussing with customers on the many aspects, and likely success happens sooner than later. And as I was telling, after the last year's CPHI, there was a, I mean, COVID-related activities dying down, and the drug discovery activity in the new molecules are coming up. And this quarter, we see the largest number of inquiries floated in our history. But you know, to become a product, a project out of that, it will take time, but things are going very well. So I think it's better for me to answer your questions. In general, looking good, but there will be some kind of a gap because of the specialty chemicals not being up to the mark and is muted performance on various reasons, which everybody knows. So hence, otherwise, it's looking good in the long term for the year and the next year. Now, I'll open for discussion.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Abdulkader Puranwala from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for this opportunity. So just to understand your comments on the CDMO pharma segment better, and when you said the inquiries are better, so current quarter, would it be fair to assume that the traction which is being seen is more from the molecules and the development, and while the commercial side would also have done a little better?
No, it is mainly from the new developmental molecules. That means very early stage molecules. So it will take time for us to get this thing into inquiries becoming an RFQ becoming a product. I mean, what do you call it, project? And as you know, takes time. It's not on the commercial side. Commercial side is as usual, like last year. And nothing in the phase three. I don't see anything indication as of today that it is moving into the commercial yet.
All right, understood. And so on the spec chem side, so we had one molecule which could go commercial in next calendar year. Is that any timeline change in that, or it's moving as per schedule?
As of that one, next calendar year product, a new product, no change in the timeline as of today.
All right. And so lastly, on the stake sale, so the earlier guidelines which was communicated, it was supposed to, I think, get completed in somewhere in August. So any revision in that aspect, or have we got all the necessary approvals for that to happen?
If the necessary approvals are in place, it would have been done, sir, because the timeline is up to August 26. But we expect the, of course, of this monsoon session of the parliament, I think, hopefully, we'll be getting all the approvals. It's in the final stages of the regulatory approvals.
Got it, sir. Thank you. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Forum Parekh from BNK Securities. Please go ahead. Forum, may I request to unmute your line and go with the question, please?
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yes, please. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to understand on specialty chemical side, you said that there is drought kind situation. So can you just elaborate, like, is it a deferment for just one or two quarters, or, do you see the entire year being muted on the specialty chemical side?
It's not an entire year, but it's a quarter-on-quarter basis. As you know, something is less this quarter, and current quarter also it will be the same mode. Soft, very soft. But after the September time frame, in September, we will be knowing about the next quarters. So that's usually after summer in Europe and USA, they'll come back with the next year's requirements and all that stuff, which we need to supply in the third quarter, starting from the third quarter itself. As of now, the as per the projections, looks similar to last year. But these two quarters are getting affected. One quarter, already in the first quarter got affected a little bit, and the second quarter also getting affected a little bit. So it is a softness in the specialty chemicals for both the quarters.
Okay. And so I just wanted to ask, like, on the commercial molecules, are we still on three, or, has that increased for specialty chemicals?
Three. One, as I was telling earlier, is the launching will be sometime in the calendar 24, and as of now, that remains to be seen. Same. No changes in that.
Okay. And so my second question is, we have seen that margins, EBITDA margin has increased mostly because of other expense rationalization, as gross margin has declined, YOY. So is this cost rationalization here to stay? I mean, should we take, manufacturing and other expenses as the same run rate that we have in Q1? Or do we see, it normalizing?
The cost of goods, manufacturing expenses, are you talking?
Yeah, manufacturing and other expenses.
It will remain the same.
for the entire year, FY24?
The entire year, it depends on the mix also, no? Because we'll not be knowing ahead of 8 months ahead of time. It's only 4 to 5 months ahead of time I can tell you, but other than that I cannot tell you. Because we keep changing our mix, that makes the profitability.
Okay, no problem. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Hussein from Ambit. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. My first question was with regards to spec chem. Now, you mentioned that there's a lot of inventory destocking which is happening. My sense was that usually generic molecules would be much more vulnerable to this type of a scenario compared to innovator molecules. So just wanted to understand there, because our innovator molecules shouldn't be that impacted, right?
In the specialty chemicals last year itself, I told you one of the molecules became a generic in the sense in the two of the territories. And naturally, that's what it is. So, but in our case, in general, that is what's happening. In our case, there is a drought situation in one of the territories. Hence, there is a deferment into the shipments based on the forecast.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And sir, one thing was with regards to the acquisition. So here, like you mentioned, that the approval, of course, it's not in your hand, but should things delay from August onwards? So have you planned anything from there on? Because I think our long stop date is towards August end, right? So just wanted to get some clarity on that.
I mean, as of now, we are expecting these things to happen before the long stop date itself. Because as you know, CCI has approved a long time ago, and other things are going through, and I think because of the parliament session, I think the meetings are not happening. When the meeting starts taking place, which should take place anytime soon, and this should get resolved.
Okay, got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thank you. So my first question is on Casper. If you can update us in terms of how many products did we launch, what is in the pipeline, if we have recorded any sales. Just on the Casper part, please.
Yeah, Casper, as I said, there is only two products that are launched, and three more are expected to be launched within the next 6 months, and about another 8 are there in the pipeline to be approved, to be filed. So, and as far as the Casper is concerned, we said it takes 12 to 18 months for us to get break-even time. I think we are in the same range.
Right, but in terms of these two products which we have launched, the commercialization of that has started. We have started something.
Yeah, it's a small volume product, small value products as of now. Right.
Correct. Fair enough. And once all of these products are launched, let's say 2 is done, 3 in near future, and 8 after that, what can be the potential then if you have to look at, say, next year? What can this be?
I think these are very dynamic in the generic business, unlike the CDMO business, which I could tell some kind of a certainty. But in this, if I say something, it may not work out the way it is, because by the time how many number of players will be coming up, by the time we get the approvals, we don't know. And what is the potential at that time and all that stuff. As I said, it will be positive only after the another 12 months later. That means... it's not a big amount that we are talking about it. It may be about 150 crores or something like that.
Okay, correct, sure. And so my second question is on the CapEx. We were, I think, our Suryapet facility is coming up. We were doing something at
Other than those things, we have not done any new activity because there is no change in the location for the R&D center, because the regulation has not come into the picture, and we are not put up any new facility which, if needed, we want to put it at the Pashamayalaram. That is also not started yet. And as and when the success of the molecule happens, then we can start working on that. So other than the Suryapet facility, which will be up and running in the third quarter, and nothing else is spending other than the replacement capex, which is normal.
Correct, because we had earlier said that it might take us about 2 years to even set up this the Pashamilaram facility, and that work still has not started. I mean,
no, everything. Well, we have everything ready, but what I'm saying is, unless you see the success in the molecules, there is no need, no, because we can manage with the existing capacities here. Moreover, what happened is some of these activities are also being parallelly done at the Vizag, where we can also do the same products and backup kind of things. And three of the customers have already approved the site for the intermediates. So there is no rush to do this unless it's purely regulatory purposes, we need to have it. Right now, that's not the case. That means some of the products which we are now making at the Pashamayalaram, if there is a regulatory requirement comes, that can be moved to Vizag, and the regulatory product can be done at Pashamayalaram. So there is no immediate requirement. But when some other couple of products which are in the phase 3 matures and then we need to have a capacity, then that is the time we need to put the capacity.
Sure. Great. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Saurabh Kaparia from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So if you can talk about the margins in this quarter, we have seen a better margins. And going ahead, if our mix remains towards the pharma, should we continue to see a higher margins?
Sir, this question I've been answering for the last 4 years. It all depends on the mix of the products. So one quarter, it may be high value products. And one quarter it may be volume growth only, but not the high value. So it keeps changing it. But that's why, but we never say that it's going to go up. When it comes positive, it's good, because we always say it is plus 40% margin, plus 40% EBITDA. But it's always above that. So we never know, because we don't have a regular product day in day. And so I can tell you, yes, there is a possibility to increase because of the other reduction in the costs and all that stuff. This is a product mix, and every quarter it keeps changing it. So I cannot help.
Oh, okay. And second is on the direction in new RFQ. In last quarter you mentioned that it's slower. So how has been the direction in this quarter, and is it picking up in terms of new RFQ getting?
As I was telling you, I mean, this is the first quarter we are seeing a lot of new inquiries for the new products which are under development. That's been very early stage products. So we're all working on quoting all those things and see how many of those things will mature. I mean, see, what happens is when after the COVID, everybody is now focusing on the regular. There was a lull between before. That is not there now. More RFQs are coming, and but sometimes they will be going two or three products for the same indication, and then they will finalize one of them. Then, but the request will come for all of them. So we keep quoting them and see what it lands to. But it's a very early stage product. It's not a volume driven, but eventually it will give you good growth potential when it matures.
Okay. And so lastly, in terms of the filings, so how many filings we have right now in ANDA, and how many still like we expect to get approved this year?
See, the projects has no meaning and what are the contributors is the one that counts. Because sometimes, you know, the project stays there as active, but it will be 2 to 3 years before you see a repeat business. So we have dispensed away with telling how many projects are there because it doesn't give you any indication.
Okay, and sir, how many molecules are there in phase 3? Last time we mentioned about 5 molecules.
Five. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And I have tell, but there is no indication as of now how when is the results are coming and should we prepare for a launch quantity or anything like that. Nothing is evident as of today. Not is visible, rather not.
Okay. So this last one on the, you know, this open up for acquisition. So is it stuck at the CPI part or is it at a SEBI level?
No, I think CCEA.
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from O3 Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
So your voice is coming very muffled. Can you please speak through the handset?
Am I audible now?
Just slightly better.
Yeah. So I have a question of business, the CDMO business. It's a bit lumpy, the business nature is very lumpiness. So how do you manage that lumpiness about not getting future bidding orders like for 2 years or so?
You don't manage lumpiness because this is the way the business is structured and one quarter it may be less, the one quarter it may be more, one quarter it is a less value product, like means a more early stage products, one quarter it may be more long-term projects. And sometimes it can double in anything when some kind of something is launched. Not only us, anybody who is in this business, that's what they expect, a normal growth of 10 to 15% on average. Unless there is a success of the molecule moving from one stage to the other stage. So really there is not a management. We cannot manage anything like changing it to some generic or anything like that. It has to be the basket that is available and wherein we supply the products.
So as you say, it's very difficult to predict, like until phase 4. So how do you have the visibility like for the next 24 months or so?
I think you have heard us. We don't have a visibility of more than 6 months. Not only me, neither my customer has a more than 6 months visibility. Unless the results of the clinical trial comes in, they cannot tell us. So this is the part of the business problem we have, and we are managing that way, as a mindset management rather than any physical management.
Okay, so if you could give me the opportunity size in this business, and well, how ahead of are you ahead of your competitors, sir?
I don't have a competitor because I am purely a CDMO for the innovator products. The product, if I am supplying to a customer, is not supplied by any other in this country. So that way, I am not a competitor. So we don't look in that way. This is as a different sense, and you have to see our track record and how it is going. And it can be up and down, but at the same time, by the year end, it is averaging it out. Sometimes it will be maybe 1 or 2% less, sometimes maybe 1 or 2% more only. Sometimes it will go, but like you see, last 4 or 5 years, it's about 20% CAGR.
Right, sir. So you said going ahead, the opportunity size for the business is tremendous. Like we can see a 20% growth over the coming years also.
Right now, I cannot say not having the visibility, but the track record says so.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gokul Maheshwari from Warrega Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. My question is that the CapEx plan of 600 crores, which we had planned, I'm aware that we have not done the shifting of the R&D facility. So how much of that 600 crores we've already executed?
Yeah, It's about, see, out of the three buckets, in the 600 crore was 200 for the replacement at the Suryapet site, new block. Second one is 200 for the, shifting the R&D center if needed from inside the ring road to outside ring road. And 152 for Pashamailaram additional block if needed. So we have not started anything else. We have only started the Suryapet thing, and which we have concluded about 170 crores.
Okay. And is that already done or it's under execution?
It's 170 crores already spent, and it's under execution. And in the third quarter, the production will start.
Okay. Secondly, is on the Casper facility. When we made the acquisition, I understand it is primarily for ANDAs, but is there any other plan to use this facility for your customers in terms of offering them formulations also?
Yes, if required, we can offer them, but right now it is only a USFDA-free facility. We can using only for the ANDA, but we have not started any formulations to any regular customers, innovator products. That is a part of integration in the future when we go to the APIs and hopefully for the when they require, because most of the innovator products, they don't take the formulations.
Okay, so right now we are not either speaking to our clients or not executing any such projects. It's primarily ANDA facility right now.
Yeah, it is ANDA facility, yes.
Okay. Lastly, just on the CRAMS, you mentioned about the inquiries have been very strong and it's still early stages. But just purely based on your experience, I understand that it is, you might have still quite a few balls in the air. But how much time does it take to really eventually this to be converted into meaningful business? I'm not talking from a quarter sense, but more like more a longer term perspective.
Yeah, because see, in the early stage, the revenues are very minuscule, like for 5 to 10 kilos or 15 kilos, whatever it is. So if it is matures and it goes into the phase 2 level itself, that means it takes 24 to 35, 36 months before you see any tangible results.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Thank you so much and all the best, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sunwala Karwala from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
For the opportunity, am I audible, sir?
We can hear you, ma'am, but then your voice is slightly breaking.
Is this any better?
Yes, go ahead.
Just to ask on the margin side, the logistical cost benefit and the raw material side benefit should stay with us going ahead, right? Given that there has been a comforting ease on both of these cost accounts?
Yes.
Irrespective of the product mix, I'm just trying to understand that.
Yeah, that will be more or less stable.
Stable.
Right. And if we look at our positioning from a China plus one perspective, do you see anything changing here right now? And any commentary on the earlier discussion that we had on the some funding winter that industry was experiencing in the northern part of the world? So what is the sense over there? If you can highlight any of your thoughts on the two segments.
I mean, China plus one mainly conforms to the generics chemical businesses and all that stuff and some APIs, but we are not in that sector. We are in the pure CDMO intermediate sector. So the lull that happened last one and a half, 2 years is because of the COVID. The very focus was more on COVID rather than new drug development. As I was telling you, since last CBHI, some changes in the mindset, people who want to come to India rather than to China. Of course, China is not much in the CDMO side of the NCE players. But still, Based on the number of inquiries we got this quarter, we feel that there was some change, slight change in the thinking even for the innovator products also. So that's what we are seeing here. Other than that, it is not applicable for us for as far as the China Plus One is concerned, only for the, that is for the chemicals and regularly APIs and all that stuff.
And the funding winter thing also, you see it settling now?
What is it again?
The funding winter, that also you see is behind us now, or you see some improvement coming?
We are not able to hear you properly.
I couldn't hear, figure out the question.
Sorry, sir. I'll join back with you. I'll join back.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vishvesh Krishna, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I just wanted to know on the Casper facility, we had got it only for formulation and innovation and R&D, correct?
It's for formulations only.
Only. Okay. Can you shed some light on that? Do we have anybody?
Huh?
Can you shed some light on what's happening with respect to the Casper facility? I joined the call a little late.
Yeah, Casper facilities are the ANDAs, and we have a couple of them already being supplied with small volumes, and three are under approvals from the FDA, and eight more are under filings, and we expect the break-even point in 12 to 18 months.
Okay, all right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from O3 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, my question was, on the call you had said there are some shipment delays and due to day in, day out supplies, such that everything happened and come into a single quarter and the rest of the quarters are all stagnant. So is there any way to tackle those things, or we have to deal with it because the nature of the business?
It's not the shipment delays. What we're saying is globally the majors are destocking, and that means they are deferring the requirements even though projections are there. And the other part I said is it's because of the one drought situation, the requirement is deferred. It's not a delay. Deferred to other. And as of now, for the next year, the projections are given and they're all good. And we'll be knowing, as I said, last quarter and this quarter has affected because we did not supply those quantities. And we'll know the for the third and fourth quarters, we'll be knowing in the September time frame how it is going through. So the softness will be there for a temporary period. But in long run, it will because once the destocking takes place, the requirement is there, their projections are still similar. So there is only a thought process. The global people in especially specialty chemicals, that is what's happening. But that is a short-lived, we feel.
As you said just before that, there is no competition for you in this business.
Rishabh, sorry, but your voice is coming very muffled. Can you please speak through the handset?
Yeah. So now it is, now am I all right? Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So you said you don't have any competition in this business, as you told me. So if a new player comes into your segment, so what challenges he might face to come up to your level, and what challenges are you facing currently, sir, in your business?
I cannot tell what challenges the new players are going to face. My challenges are when we take up a project, whether it is going to go through the next level or not, it is going to be successful in the physical, I mean, clinical trial setting or not, we don't know. This is an uncertainty, not only from my point of view, from the innovator point of view also. When I said there is no competitor means, the competitor means for the sector, there are competitors. We are not worried about. Well, once you get a product, same product is not given to second person in this country. That's what I mean to say.
Okay. And so what are your top three priorities going for next 2 to 3 years?
What is it again?
So what are your top three priorities going next 2 to 3 years?
There is nothing like top 2-3 priorities. There is only one priority. Get the business and new business, and hopefully the business will be successful in the clinical trial, which will in turn will give us. So this is only one way. There is nothing other. Because we are not into generic. We are not into stop and sell items. We are all driven, I mean, depending on the customer's success. That's the only way we look at it.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for the answers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Darshit Shah from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. Sir, when we are saying that, you know, we have received the kind of inquiries that we haven't seen in our history of operation, so would mainly like to understand, is it due to the kind of pent-up demand where, you know, most of the innovators were occupied with the COVID molecule, and that has kind of come up after that, or, you know, what is your sense on that?
Sense is that the discovery and development of new molecules is deferred during the COVID situation because they are all focusing on developing various alternatives for the COVID. So now all those things are coming. That's why the requirements of those early stage requirements are being asked for, because we are one of the long-term players with the customers which we are working with. And these are all the new activities they have started with a gap. As you know, it's a cycle now. Something like that happens. Sometimes now they stop the activity, and which happened because of the COVID. Now the activity started full scale, and now they are looking at, because this is very, very early stage requirement, they are talking about it.
Got it. And sir, in this, in terms of our CAPEX, where we kind of deferred the R&D and the Parshanalam facility, is there anything to do with the deal with Advent, where they have also few of the facilities which can be used when we kind of merge all this together? Has that thing to play a role in this?
Nothing. It has nothing to do with it, because if the government says you have to move out of this thing, I have no choice what to do. And this thing you have done 2.5 years ago, not 6 months ago. So I would have started earlier itself. Whenever there is a requirement, we take it. It is not a money we don't have to borrow also. It is existing. Only we have taken the permission from the board at that time. It's not just because of the deal. It has nothing to do with the deal.
Sir, and on the migration from intermediates to API, what's the status there, if you could throw some light?
Yeah, they were telling you because of the COVID, it was got delayed, the audits and all that stuff. Now it started. We are already discussing with two customers, and they are planning to send their audit people sometime in the third quarter or something like that. I think it's going in the right direction.
Sure. And then lastly, if I may squeeze in, on this long stop date, that's 26th August, in the worst case, if we don't get the CCAA approval, would this deal get extended as per the agreement?
This is 26th August is the long stop date. And after that, we have mutual consent to be given each other if regulatory things have not come by that time. But the only thing one pending is CCA, which we expect after the monsoon session should organize the meetings, and hopefully should be over.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Saurabh Kapadia from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. So your manufacturing cost has gone down in this quarter, so
Is it because of mix or the overall cost has come down?
I didn't understand the question. What?
Yeah, I'm seeing the I'm referring to the manufacturing cost that has come down if you compare it to last 4-5 quarters. So, is there any, you know?
Oh, yeah, because as you know, some specialty chemicals were not manufactured, right? These are variable costs, all those things. Naturally, it will come down. Even the fixed costs are there, but the variable costs will come down, no? Naturally, when the production is not there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Satish Bhatt from Anvil Shares and Stock. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on the good results. Sir, I just wanted to know whether you will give some update on your two molecules which are you are planning to take to phase 2 trials, you know. So how are you projecting against which molecules are going
to... There are more than 20 parties in the conference.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to even know okay, what type of expenditure we're going to incur for those trials also.
What are you talking, sir? You're talking to life sciences here. We're not talking.
I just want to know whether I can ask for those topics.
I think people will get confused. I think we can have a separate call on that, sir.
Okay, sir. Thanks. Thanks, sir.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for tuning in for this conference call. As discussed earlier, the environment is very tough, especially in the agrochemical sector, but it's a destocking that is taking place and some drought situation somewhere else. We feel that it's a transient and weak environment, but it will come back in a big way in the 24-25 time frame. We expect with this softness for this quarter, which we have told you, but based on the number of inquiries that is coming, we see a lot of very great potential for the CDMO side of the business also. All in all, it looks good for the 24-25, and this we'll know as the time goes by how this, as I said, on the long term, I can tell you how it is going on. For now, it is this quarter is will be soft, and hope everything will resolve by the time we speak next time. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Suven Pharmaceuticals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line. Thank you. Thank you.